Now, boys and girls, this morning, I'm going to let you into a secret. You might not know this, but it's important that I let you know it because Mrs. Taylor and I are not always good communicators. I'll tell you what I mean by that. Sometimes people will phone our house and they'll leave a message for me, and sometimes I never get it. Well, sometimes I do get it, but it might be 2 or 3 weeks later. Now, I know there's an age thing here and that doesn't help. But in order to help my wife, what I do now is I leave a pad and I leave a pen beside every phone in the house. Do you think that has helped? No, you're right, it hasn't. Because you see, she always tells me that she planned to write it down, but something else happened or something had to be done and she simply forgot. Now, before you think that she's special, we're all forgetful. Sometimes I do the same. In fact, sometimes I can't remember your name at the door. But don't be surprised at that, because sometimes I get up and I don't remember my own name in the morning. But sometimes we're very forgetful, especially when it comes to messages. One day, Christine came to me from the shop and she jumped into the car and she said to me, I was talking to Julia, did you know so-and-so has had her baby? And of course, before I answered the question, which was quite normal in our house, Christine went on and she began to tell me a list of other things. She said to me, well, you know, the baby's called so-and-so. The baby weighed so much. It was born at such and such a time. And on she went with all those necessary details that men just love to hear. And after about 5 minutes of giving me all the information, I said to her, Christine, it was me who told Julia all of that. And she says, well, why did you not tell me? I said, Christine, to be honest, I forgot. Sometimes we're forgetful, aren't we? Especially when it comes to receiving or delivering a message. All of us in Northern Ireland have been reminded, especially in recent years and even in recent months, about the Titanic and the Titanic Quarter and the importance of the Titanic to the future of this province financially, with visitors coming. I've been reading various articles on the Titanic over many years. Not that I have a great interest in it, but I just think that there are some things about it that are greatly interesting. And you know, boys and girls, it's said that on the night the Titanic sunk, that there had been a failure to respond to a message that had been sent that simply warned the Titanic that there were icebergs, large icebergs that were floating in the area, and for them to make sure that they watched out. However, the person who received the message allegedly didn't do anything about it until it was too late. We know the story. The Titanic was struck, then it sank, and hundreds of people lost their lives. You see, it's important when it comes to messages that we not only receive them, but sometimes it's essential that we pass them on. And I have a message for you this morning, very simple, very important. What you do with it is entirely up to yourself. But it's my responsibility to read it to you just now. Here it is. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that a wonderful message, isn't it? Because this is a message that embraces every one of us, young and old alike. It's not just for the children who come to sit in our meetings. This is for adults and teenagers. This is for every single one of us. And it's a message of good news. It's a message of hope. It's a message of instruction. It's a message of urgency. It's a message just for your heart and for mine today, that God loves us so much that he sent his Son into the world to be our Savior. and that on the cross at Calvary, he delivered him up for us all, gave himself, the Bible says of Christ, that he gave himself for us on that cross, even to the shedding of his own precious blood. And God says, if we believe in him, trust in him as our Savior, repenting of our sin, that we can have eternal life. That's the message. I've just brought it to you this morning because that's what God laid in my heart. What do you do with it? Well, that's your own responsibility. But this is one message that's worth hearing. And this is one message that's worth heeding, because what we do with it will determine where we will be in eternity.